And the motion then, because they keep moving and scattering and moving and scattering, you get a diffusive motion of the phonons. So that means if you have some concentration of phonons somewhere, they will start to diffuse a little bit like ink would diffuse in water. You put a drop of ink in the water and it diffuses away. And there's an equation that describes this called the diffusion equation. It's a partial differential equation where N here is the concentration of phonons. And this D is the diffusion constant. So it's a first derivative in time and a second derivative in space. And you can use it either for the diffusion of ink, you drop ink in water and it diffuses, and then N would be the ink, or you can use it to describe the diffusion of phonons, and it turns out that other things that we can treat like particles, like electrons, we're even used to treating electrons like particles, although we learned in this course that a lot of times you have to treat them like waves. But this is the general diffusion equation, and it's also called the heat equation because it describes how these particles of energy, these phonons, move around. And it's this diffusion equation is a combination of a Fick's law that says that the particle current, J, is minus the diffusion constant times the gradient of the concentration. So what that's saying is that the particle current is from high concentration to low concentration. If the concentration of phonons is increasing in this direction, then they're going to diffuse from high to low concentration. And if it's increasing like this, then dN dx is positive. So I need this minus sign, and there's a diffusion constant. J is minus the diffusion times dN dx. It's going from high concentration to low concentration. And then you combine that with the continuity equation, which says the change in concentration in some region is equal to the divergence of the particle current. And this is familiar from the from Maxwell's equations, this kind of continuity equation. It's got the same kind of form as what the gradient of E is rho over epsilon naught as Gauss's law. And you can do a similar thing. You've got some region of space, and dN dt, the change in the number in this region of space is the integral of the current over the surface. So that's Gauss's law that you can use to calculate this continuity equation. So this is just saying that if the number of particles in some region changes, they must be coming from somewhere. So they must be crossing the boundary into the box. And so that gives the continuity equation. And if you take J from Fick's law and put it into the continuity equation, you get the diffusion equation. And then the solution to the diffusion equation is a Gaussian that looks like this. And you can take this solution and put it up into the diffusion equation and see that this is really how it looks. As you go, if you start with an initial condition of concentration, like a drop of ink, then it spreads out like a concentrated drop of ink in the center, then it spreads out like a Gaussian, and it's got this kind of time dependence.
And the